Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have a very important show because this show is about being able to be proactive, to take care of your health, and to have all the tools available to make a conscious decision. Today we're joined with Dr. Robert Young. He is a well-renowned biologist and someone who understands the immune system. He's written multiple books and has spoken on health-related topics. He's published in noted journals, including the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, International Journal of Vaccines and Vaccinations. He's written a series of books, The pH Miracle, which has sold over 10 million copies, translated into 29 languages, and somebody who understands that there's another way, that it's not all about pharmaceuticals, that there's a way that we as individuals can protect our health. And I think it's very timely in the COVID era that we're living in. And so, Dr. Young, I wanted to thank you so much for joining me. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
I always love talking to my colleagues and especially those who have not stepped out of the box, but just made their box a little bit bigger to help people and included other things that are truthful and helpful and effective. And so making our boxes bigger rather than creating thinking outside the box, yeah, I understand that saying, but I like to say we're just making our box a little bit bigger to include everything that can be effective in preventing or treating sickness and disease.
I love that. I think that if everybody thought this way, we would have so many more options for everybody. I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all healthcare system. There's only one way to do it. You can only take a medication that's prescribed, that you are completely helpless until pharmaceuticals save the day. And with the COVID era that we're living in, I think people are very conscious of what can they do to help themselves. And our conversation today is going to be a lot about that. I think we need to start from the basics. How did you buck the system? How did you start to think out and enlarge your box? What triggered that?
Well, it's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. One day you wake up and go, wow, you know, this is something different. And, you know, it really didn't dawn on me, you know, when I was lecturing at the Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, by invitation of Professor Dr. Lawrence Carter, the dean of the Martin Luther King Chapel, and to stand on that pulpit and be able to speak truth and be surrounded by so many, you know, knowledgeable people and truth seekers. I'll never forget Dr. Carter said. He said, you know, Dr. Young is the Martin Luther King of the 21st century. And I thought that was just an unbelievable statement, you know, coming from, you know, a man who's the trustee of Martin Luther King and over this beautiful chapel and teaches there at the university. And I asked him, I said, why did you say that? And he said, I said this because, you know, what you are teaching is outside of what is what we understand. But I know this now because you helped me overcome cancer. You helped restore the energy that I was seeking. And from that, I know this can be highly controversial. And then when I was lecturing at Tsinghua University, the professor, after my lecture, he said, Dr. Young, you're not Eastern medicine and you're not Western medicine. You're something in between. And I must tell you, you must be very, very careful because you're going to not only break the rice bowl of the West, but you're going to break the right of the East, but you'll break the rice bowl of the West. And when I was hearing something like that, it was somewhat astonishing because I thought the concepts were very, very, very simple. And I started many years ago on this road with this concept that prevention was truly the cure for all sickness and disease. And if we had the knowledge and the power on how to maintain, you know, our internal environment rather than treat any specific disease symptom or condition, that this was the pathway to preventing and even treating successfully any sickness, whether it's an irritation, an inflammation, or even a degenerative condition like cancer. And the more that I walked down this path, the more it taught me, and the greatest teachers were my patients, those who were recovering from this, and to be able to do non-invasive medical diagnostics to determine things like the biochemistry of the interstitial fluids and compare that to the chemistry of the blood to get 100% of the picture. And then to realize that the human cell, the human system, is only as healthy as the environment in which it lives. And that's not only the external environment, but also the internal environment. And so I started studying the effects of food, the effects of water, the effects of air, looking at micro and nanotech technology and particulates, and how acids became an acid waste, like all of us know about lactic acid when we overexercise. We know what that feels like. Well, lactic acid, I later discovered, was the primary toxin that caused degenerative disease, and that it was a common denominator in all degenerative disease, all inflammatory disease. You could not separate the waste or the acid that hasn't been properly eliminated through the four channels of elimination, which are what? Perspiration, defecation, urination, and respiration. And many of us are experiencing this right now with shallow breathing or the effects of what is called sudden acute respiratory disorder, not realizing that when we manage the fluids rather than treat any specific disease or use the disease complex to, let's say, kill a bacteria, when we then look at bacteria as a symptom of cellular breakdown, not the cause, but a symptom of an internal environment which is toxic, and simply by getting a balanced alkaline designed environment. And this all can be measured simply by just measuring the pH of the urine. You realize that if you're not up in the 7.2s or greater, that, you know, you're going to feel symptoms of irritation, sensitivities, inflammation, induration, ulceration, and degeneration. And if the body is going to defend itself, which it does, we have now labeled flus, even influenza, which is nothing more but the forced expulsion of acidic waste that wasn't properly eliminated through urination or defecation or perspiration, is now the body saying, I can't take all this. I'm going to push it out to extremities. If it pushes it out into the woman's breast, we're dealing with ductal cell in situ. We're dealing with an inflammatory condition that can lead to ductal cell carcinomas and tumors. And the tumor is not the disease, but the encapsulation of the diseased tissue due to the environment. So this debate's been going on, Elena, Dr. George, for a long, long time. And that is, you know, the theory of the germ theory, which is using disease to treat disease. Now think about that. Toxic chemicals to treat disease. Does that make any sense to you? Does that intuitively make any sense? Versus no. Using natural remedies or therapeutics to restore the alkaline design of the body, open up the channels of elimination, and provide a way where the body can literally thrive rather than just survive.
Wow. On that note, I want people to think about that, because you laid out the whole thesis of how we stay healthy. And I wanted to go into more detail on how what we need to do, the choices we need to make to stay that way. On that note, let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Robert Young. He's the author of over 100 published peer-reviewed articles and the author or co-author of many books, including Herbal Nutritional Medications, One Sickness, One Disease, One Treatment, and the pH Miracle series, everything from curing cancer, reversing cancer, to diabetes. And, you know, what strikes me is that a lot of these sound like they're nutritional diseases. Is that true?
Well, they're deficiencies. You see, the body is electrical by design. I mean, we thrive on electrons. We live on electricity. We're like our cell phones. And when our cell phones lose their life force, we don't treat it. We plug it into life. We plug it in and recharge its batteries. And so when we realize that we are electrical beings having a physical experience, and that when we're using these electrons that we, this electricity that we get from subtly from the food that we eat, from the fluids that we drink, from the supplements we take, from the sun that we absorb those photons of light that are converted by the pineal gland into electrons. When we thrive, when we're thriving, it's because we have access to this. And you cannot get a high source of electrical potential because we didn't come with a battery like our cell phones to plug us in. We have to plug ourselves into food. We have to plug ourselves into sunlight. We have to plug ourselves into the right kind of water, alkaline water. When we do that, our body draws on that, and it's transported, this electrical energy, it's transported on a matrix of salt. It is that salty solution, those ions of sodium, that electrons are transported. Our brain is an electrical system. Our heart is an electrical system. Many of you know about what an EKG is. Here again, we're testing the electrical potential of cells. This is one thing that I do. And there is a way to do that. But if we want to plug ourselves into thriving, we have to understand that as electrical beings, we produce chemical waste. That chemical waste, which is highly toxic, needs to be eliminated. So if our channels of elimination aren't open, if we're not sweating, if we're not going to the bathroom and relieving our bowels 3 to 4 times a day, if we're not peeing our way to health, so to speak, you know, that acid, those toxins are going to come out through the pores of the skin. People say, why am I getting acne? Where did this rash come from? You're just urinating through the skin because your channels are backed up. You're eating the wrong kinds of food. So, you know, for the last 3.5 decades, I've been studying the effects of food on the biochemistry of the blood and the largest organ of the human body, which is called the interstitium, which contains in compartments the largest fluid of the body, which is the interstitial fluids. This is where the show is. This is where the genesis, in other words, if you have a lung condition, the genesis of that is interstitial lung disease. It's in the fluids that surround the cell. Now, I want to give you a metaphor here that I know that you probably can relate to. Mm-hmm. It's called the fishbowl metaphor. And the fishbowl begins with this question. If the fish is sick, what would you do, Dr. George? Would you treat the fish or change the water?
Change the water.
Okay, what is your doctor doing?
treating the fish.
All of a sudden, you just gave me chills. I mean, I have goosebumps right now because it takes an intelligent person that hasn't been educated beyond their intelligence, because if you ask your children this question, they will answer it correctly every single time. But we get programmed with education sometimes that pollutes our ability to use our own common sense. The ocean fish and the life in the ocean is only as healthy as the water it swims in. What is going into the ocean that's causing the death to life in the ocean? What is it called?
Pollution, chemicals. It's
called acid rain.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Acid rain. And if you look at the forests in Denali, if you consider the coral reefs of Australia at the Barrier Reef, why is this all being destroyed? It's because the ocean is absorbing the garbage from the air that we're polluting, and from the garbage we're throwing into the oceans, and it's destroying the delicate pH balance of that body of water. That's called acid rain. The same thing is happening in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Wuhan, you know, and other cities, not so much in Singapore, because they understand this concept, not so much in Taipei, not so much in those cities that understand that the environment is critical. What we breathe does affect our health. It affects our internal environment. So if you're breathing in titanium dioxide and hydrogen arsenic and carbon monoxide, don't you think that's going to affect your lungs? Are you going to have the symptoms that has been associated with the so-called COVID? What are they? Dry cough, fever, low energy, you know, dizziness. These are all symptoms of air pollution, of food pollution, of water pollution. You see, the solution to the pollution is to manage the internal environment of our fluids, which you can test by simply just going to your Whole food store or your local health food store or to your doctor or to a place that sells even a pool supply, pH paper. Test your urine. Keep track of it for the next 72 hours. And you're going to have your answer, because urine is a product of the largest organ of the body. It's called the interstitium. Everything dumps there. The cells dump their waste. The blood dumps their waste. That waste is then eliminated through the lymphatic system. That's why we have lymphatic cancers. That's why we have swollen lymph nodes. It's full of garbage that's coming from the interstitium that's being pushed out by these other bodies of water, intravascular and intracellular. But when you test your urine, you're getting a clear etiology of what is the problem. It's a fluid problem. It's an internal environment problem. You cannot be sick without having toxins that are literally poisoning the cells. So you have a choice. You can treat disease with another poison, a chemical drug, or you can clean up the internal environment, what I call an alkaline lifestyle and diet, or become an alkalarian, or focus on those foods that contribute electrons and will help to neutralize the acids, because electrons will buffer, because that's what the lymphatic system does. The T cells, they release hydroxyl ions. That carries an extra electron to neutral what? Hydrogen ions, which are associated with acids. So when the immune system is activated, such as the lymphocytes, it's releasing these compounds of electrons to buffer the excess acidity from what? What we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, what we think. Even our thoughts produce waste products that can kill us. In fact, 80% of those people that go to the emergency room for hypertension, or what they're feeling like is a stroke or a heart attack coming, is due to their thoughts. I call them thought attacks. Thought attacks produce acidic waste that can kill you. So you have to manage your thoughts. You have to manage your feelings. Feelings are then emoted. That's energy in motion, which requires more energy. And so meditation can help tremendously. Doing things that are fun, you know, enjoying life, because we are designed to be happy. We are designed to enjoy this life, not to just survive and be miserable, but all of us can, if we make a different choice when we have knowledge, can choose a better life by choosing the right kinds of food. So I spent a lot of years studying the effects of food, of water, of air, you know, of our thoughts and how they impact the overall internal environment. But you have to consider this thing. I believe if you truly want to thrive and experience life with joy, because we are designed for joy, not for misery.
Well, I'd like to, you know, segue from what you just said. I think you started your career when you discovered biological transformation. And that's fascinating to me. Reading your bio and your CV, a transformation of red cells into bacteria and bacteria to red blood cells. I mean, the fact that you're saying that our biological nature, we can either be healthy, or it's almost like you can choose to be healthy depending on how you approach this, or be set up for disease.
Health is a choice. Disease is a choice. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Nobel Prize winner that received the Nobel Prize for discovering that death is a choice. And, he was able to keep a heart alive for 20 years. And the 20th year, he was singing Happy Birthday to this chicken heart. And then he decided to pull the plug. Well, how do you pull the plug? He stopped changing the alkaline fluids and allowed the waste, acidic waste, to build up, and the heart stopped. His name is Alex Carrel. He discovered this in the 1900s. He is the father of modern day transplantation. How do you take a heart and maintain its integrity after someone has passed, and maintain it to be able to transplant that into another body? He proved that you can keep your body alive indefinitely. But see, we don't accept that. We have a limiting mentality that says, oh, everyone has to die. But that's a personal choice. You can choose health, or you can choose disease. You can choose hate, or you can choose love. You can choose hate or joy, or surviving or thriving. We make these choices. And our diseases, just as our health, if you look at one of my patients, Tom Brady, why is he thriving at the age of 43? Because he understands these principles. Do you know what his goal is? He's going to be in the NFL for the next 10, 20 years. He can still perform at the highest level, just like that 20-year-old chicken heart, if he manages the delicate pH balance of the internal fluids of the body. That doesn't mean he's not going to have stress. It doesn't mean he's not maybe going to once in a while eat something that's not good for the environment, but he knows how to protect, which is the environment, which is where true immunity begins. You don't become subservient to germ or a victim of germs. So when I discovered that body cells, as they break down, give birth to the corona effect, they give birth to bacteria, they give birth to mycoplasma, to anthrax, that these so-called germs, even the exosome, when we're looking under the electron microscope, is a internal protein that's released to activate clotting factors so you don't bleed to death. But the reason it's doing this is it's trying to protect the body wall of the blood vessel, okay, the blood vessel walls, from acid rain. And so it does that through the clotting factor. And exosomes are released to release the clotting factors. And that's why so many people have passed away from pulmonary embolism, which is a clot, you know, in the blood vessel. The blood can't get in to pick up oxygen or remove its cellular waste. And because of that, it's a result of the pollution in the solution that hasn't been addressed. So all we're doing now in current conventional medicine is we're treating effects and calling them diseases. But germs are not like dogs and cats. They're evolutionary forms of matter going through stages. So when I realize the platelets and bacterias and exosomes and all of this is born in us and from us, I realized that the germ was nothing and that the terrain was everything. And for, you know, I even took on this whole etiology that I wasn't a doctor. I was an environmentalist. I was Greenpeace from within the body, trying to teach people how to manage and maintain internal cleanliness. And I believe, you know.
On that note, Dr. Jung, we got to take a hard break. I want you to pick that thought up when we come back. Let's take our second break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. You know, before the break, Dr. Jung, you were really just making me feel really wonderful because we have choices. I think we lose the sense of that. We're so inundated with people telling us how to think, how we should feel, you know, if you do a certain thing, you expect a expect the same result, and it's the same thing, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just described, and eloquently, I would add, what we can do to help ourselves. And I want to get more specific now. What kind of foods should we be eating to change our pH environment? Because if alkalinity is the basis of health, how do we get there? I know we've been doing crazy things, drinking soft drinks, eating acidic foods, not eating eating genetically modified foods, all these things that are bringing toxins internally. What do we have to do? What's the first step that you tell somebody who's come to you to start the process?
Yeah, education, not medication. You need to empower yourself with knowledge. This is how you free yourself, not just externally, because we talk about freedom, but at the smallest, at the anatomical element, that your cells are actually free to not just survive, but to thrive. And you do that with knowledge and understanding the law of the universe, that there needs to be opposition in all things, that we can learn by our experience, the duality of life. Yes, there is love. And to understand love, you have to maybe experiencing the opposite of that. And just what many of us are going through with fear, which is an acronym that stands for false evidence appearing real, and moving to the opposite of that, which is faith, the first attribute in thinking healthy. That's the acronym I want you to remember, that you need to walk in faith. You have to empower yourself in knowledge. And when you have the knowledge of what foods in this duality of life between proton, which are energy-stealing foods, to electron rich foods, then you can start thriving rather than surviving. For example, a banana is a proton or a thief of electrical potential. It doesn't donate electrons. It takes away energy from your body. What's the opposite of that? An avocado. An avocado donates electrons, thus giving you energy. So it's an electron contributor. Here's another one. Just drinking tap water or drinking reverse osmosis water. Or distilled water. It's not electron donating versus a high pH of, let's say, 9 pH or 10 pH, which is actually contributing electrons, which your body cells or those anatomical elements that make up the body cells can thrive on. So I have a list of thousands of foods that you should not eat and 1,000 foods that you should avoid. And it's in the book, The pH Miracle Revised and Updated. And I've made it really simple for you to understand because I do have quantitative data on this, but I put them in categories, foods that are good, foods that are better, and foods that are best. And just the opposite of that. So if you're looking at the best foods versus the worst foods, all the worst foods that literally steal energy from your body would be the animal proteins like chicken, pork, fish, duck, turkey. These don't provide – how do you feel after you eat turkey at Thanksgiving? Do you feel like going and running a marathon or getting out and playing a game of tennis? No, you want to take a nap because what you're experiencing is what the Japanese call the drunkenness disease. And what it is you've just intoxicated yourself and literally drawn off your electrical energy. So this Thanksgiving, to truly be in gratitude and thanks, consider changing the turkey to a large salad, to some broccoli, some Brussels sprouts. And this is what I put on the paper. You say, well, Dr. Young, you're talking about a vegetarian or vegan diet. I'm talking about an alkalarian diet. I'm not trying to categorize it necessarily in, a specific diet other than just to try to define it so people can understand it. But the bottom line is when we look at this, what foods is going to give us energy and what foods are going to take it away? So I look at that with food. I look at that with water. I look at that with air. I also look at that when we're dealing with our energy in motion, which is our emotions, what we feel, you know, and there's ways to deal with this, but all of it has to be addressed if we want to truly be whole so we can start thriving in joy.
Well, your health is your wealth, isn't it? If you feel good, everything else is, you can deal with it. Being a doctor, seeing patients come in who don't feel well, everything just seems to be overwhelming. And if you feel when you get up in the morning, no pain, you feel ready to go, I think it just it sets the stage for you to deal with life and others in a different, with a different energy. You talked about some foods, but what about supplements? Are those things that people should do, or should it be whole food related? What's the best way
to do that? Essential supplements are those things which will complement the body, and or things that you cannot get, and you have to actually supplement your diet with these if you're not getting them from the foods. And of course, when we're talking about foods, we want to stay away from GMO glyphosate loaded foods that are organically grown, that are not full of all this chemical, because the body can't deal with it. And what I know, a few years ago, we talked about Zika or Zika. Mm-hmm. And Zika is nothing more than glyphosate poisoning. It's not a virus. It's chemical poisoning. And this is what's happening to us. So we live in a soup of acidity with electromagnetic frequencies. We have to consider whether we're going to have Wi-Fi at home, because that Wi-Fi punches holes in our red blood cell. So yeah, we're able to talk to people a lot more conveniently, but it also taxes our hemoglobin. And this is a problem. So how do we build up? We need to use essential things. So I call it the COWS program, and it's chapter 5 in the pH Miracle Revised and Updated. And COWS is an acronym that stands for chlorophyll. All foods that are rich in chlorophyll will help to build hemoglobin, because chlorophyll and hemoglobin are molecularly identical. Oh, what does it stand for? Oil. Why do we need oil? We need polyunsaturated oils that are essential for building the membranes of stem cells. This is an essential thing. What about O again? Oxygen. What kind of oxygen do we need? The only kind of oxygen that we can thrive in. It's not O2. It's not O3. It's O1. It's called atomic oxygen. How do we get it? Well, there's ways in which the body takes O2, breaks it apart, and creates what is called nascent oxygen to energize the body. Just have to learn about it. Okay, but there are supplements that deliver nascent atomic oxygen. Number 3, W. W, what does it stand for? Water. The most important thing you can think of, since we're basically a body of water and we have oceans and rivers and streams, water is critical. But what kind of water? That water needs to be electron rich. And so, yes, it has to be functionally structured, because tap water is literally clustered into 20 or 30 molecule clusters. It can't go in the cell. So when I'm testing the cells, and I actually see there's more water outside the cell than in the cell, I just ask, what kind of water are you drinking? And they tell me, well, I get this bottled water, or, you know, I'm drinking tap water, or I drink revert. That's not it, folks. It has to be functionally structured water, less than 5 molecule clusters, so it can go into the pathways into the cell to hydrate the cell. 99% of the people, even when they're drinking lots of water, okay, if they're not drinking functionally structured alkaline ionized water, which all of us can do, and you can create it yourself at home, or you can, you know, there are some ways to get it at some of these stores around that are selling it, but that has to be considered. The last one is S, and S stands for salt. We all need to get over the fact that salt does not cause hypertension. Acids cause hypertension. It is salt that keeps you alive. Now think about this. What do, in a critical situation, when someone goes to the hospital, to the emergency, what's the first thing that the caretakers do for that patient? What does that patient get hooked up with?
Sodium chloride IV.
That's right. Because if you take salt out of the diet, you die a little bit each day. And when you go to the hospital, they do the very thing to try to keep you alive. And that's for liability reasons. But I mean, the heart of the doctor, I'm not judging that, because I know there's good intention there. But that's an oxymoron. Get off the salt, but in an emergency, well, guess what? Every day is an emergency, because I want to experience joy every day. But if I don't put salt in my food, and I don't eat the right kind of salt, I don't want aluminum oxide in my salt, most salt. So you got to get a pure, whole salt that you can use. You can put it in your water. You know, you can take it as a supplement, but putting the salts back into the body will save your life. The other thing with S is sunshine, and that's for photon. Photons, could you imagine what would happen to life if the sun hit its face? I mean, what would happen mm-hmm. to the vegetation? What would mm-hmm. happen to life on Earth if the sun did not shine?
Be
everything
devastating.
Would die. Everything would. So why? Because the photons of life are converted into electrical energy because we are electrical beings that produce chemical waste. And when we're sick, we are chemically poisoned. Forget this germ theory. It's a scientific illusion. And when you treat the germ, you're missing the point. Remember the fishbowl metaphor. When the fish is sick, it's only as healthy as the water it swims in. The human cell is only as healthy as the water it swims in. And that bath of water needs to be clean. It needs to be pure. Toxins need to be eliminated from the cells through the elimination organs. And for women, this is a lot easier. But I do have to say that radiation is one of the contributing factors to many sickness and diseases. And we do have a documentary that's coming out October 8th called Boobs. Women's health is being attacked. The health of their breasts. And a lot of that has to do with diagnostics. And so that's one of the documentaries. Last week, Thrive 2 was just released. And Thrive 2 is a 2.5-hour documentary. The first one was seen by over 100 million people. People around the world are learning about the unified field, the energy field that we thrive on. And they're learning how to access this. And they're learning ways in which they can access this. And they're learning about doctors, including Dr. George, who is in tune with this unified field. Even though we just met, she's connected to it. I mean, we're on the same page. And we just, this is the first time we've ever talked. How can that be? It can be because this field is open to you. You just have to tap into it. You can empower yourself with the intellect, with the knowledge to save your life and to save the ones who you love.
I think on that note, we need to take our last break and ponder that, because that's really the answer how we survive and thrive. On that note, you're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Young, and people need to go to your website. Actually, give us the website if you could.
Yeah, it's drrobertyoung.com. Yeah, drrobertyoung, Dr. Young. If you want to read some of my scientific articles, you can go drrobertyoung.com/blog, so you can read a lot of it there. My CV's there. My whole direction is to educate, not to medicate, is to educate, not vaccinate. When you have knowledge, you have power. And with that knowledge, you have the solution to the pollution that's causing a lot of what we're dealing with here. And you don't have to live your life in fear. You can walk and live in faith. And that faith is an acronym, the first attribute in thinking healthy.
I think that you've really given people a platform to stop living in fear. That's what we've been living under for the last 6 months. If you touch somebody, you're going to die, you're going to kill them. It's not a way to live. And you just described all these things that I don't think I've ever thought about. Germ theory, you know, as a doctor, you get trained a certain way. But I mean, I've seen a lot of things in my career where mindset and actually treating the body, my mom and dad, treating the problem, not the symptom, nutritional balance, it made a huge difference in their recovery and their quality of life, both of them. So I'm a big proponent of a cellular approach. You know, we talked about water. The breast cancer issue is huge because I remember when I was in medical school, it was 1 in 14 women. Now it's down to what, 1 in 7? It's some crazy number. But some of us living in this under duress, that they're in line to get sick. That movie that's coming out this month in a few days, that's a whole different mindset that can release so many women from this yoke of illness. Can you Absolutely. Give us a little bit more information about that?
Yeah, well, the documentary is called Boobs, The War on Women's Breasts, and it actually will educate you on a safe and effective way to diagnose and practice true prevention so you can learn how to, if something's coming, you can see this something that's coming years in advance to where it becomes then a solution rather than something you have to deal with later that becomes more serious. You don't have to deal with ductal cell carcinomas and tumors in the breast. But there are diagnostics, you know, using radiation versus using thermography and ultrasound together. Thermography is a test of physiology. So it's the only way you can visualize inflammation in the body. Where ultrasound is an anatomical test, where if there is a calcification, if there is a cyst, if there is a mass, you can see that. And you can also, then using Doppler, you can actually see if there's vascularity to the mass, or see whether or not if it's a complex mass or not, or a solid mass. The bottom line, you don't have to stress your breasts out, women. You don't have to crush them and then radiate them, which is compounding each year that you do that, and literally have the diagnostic tool be the disturbance that leads to your cancerous condition. And I use the word cancerous as an adjective because I don't believe in cancer as a disease. I believe cancer is a symptom of acidity, and that it is a cancerous condition, and it begins in the interstitium of the interstitial fluids affecting every cell when there's a backup. So the body has to throw out these wastes into the connective tissue, i.e. for women, it goes into the breast, but it goes out to the extremities. It's why many people are suffering from neuropathy. It's cold hands, cold feet, lightheadedness, dizziness, muddled thinking. These are all symptoms that we're hearing on the news and then being labeled as a disease, but they're not. They're symptoms of acidity because we're eating the wrong kinds of foods. Our lifestyles are acidic. We need to alter that. We need to clean up the internal environment, restore alkaline design, open up the channels of elimination. By doing this, we then can restore health. And how did I learn this? By studying healthy people. I come out of the world of amateur and professional athletics. I was always seeking for a way to have the edge. It's no different than any professional, whether it's Federer, who's been one of the top winning tennis players in the world, or Tom. These people are looking for ways to win. And if you want to win in life and continue to win and continue to thrive, you have to be focused on not just the external environment that may be contributing. Yes, secondhand smoke. Yes, carbon monoxide poisoning. Yes, electromagnetic poisoning that affects the biofields of our body. But you have to also look on the inside and keep those channels of elimination open and start feeding your body with proper electron-donating foods, donating water, donating lifestyles that will protect you. Because where people are dying in mass, they're living in this acidic soup. And you can protect yourself by it, or you may just have to make a hard decision about moving where you can get better air, better food, you know, become a farmer, which many of us are going to have to do to thrive in this life. But yeah, we have a lot of conveniences, but a lot of those conveniences can be instruments of toxicity, and we just need to educate ourselves and be aware of that.
What about things, modalities like lymphatic massage or infrared therapy, saunas? Do those things also help?
Absolutely. Those are key treatment therapeutics. For example, the wavelength of infrared, which is approximately 900 to 940 nanometers, it penetrates right to the bone. It literally activates the flow of the interstitial fluids, activates the lymphatic system. And what happens when you're in a infrared sauna, even though you're breathing the air, it's not hot, you're actually circulating and percolating and releasing waste out through the pores of the skin. Beautiful example. Another beautiful example, which you stated, was massage, but not just a feel-good massage, but a lymphatic massage that follows the lymphatic flow, which goes from the toes up to the cisternic chyli and the cisternic chyli to the subclavian vein, and then down to the heart. And rather than massaging down your back or down your legs, you massage from the lower back up over the shoulders to the heart. Everything is directed to the heart. And what are you doing? You're moving interstitial fluid and toxins to the heart so it can move that out through either urination via the kidneys, or you're going to push it out through the pores of the skin. Here again, sweating, when we're looking at forced elimination, a fever, a flu, a cold is nothing more than forced expulsion of waste that is built up over years of acidic life of living that the body's taken over and say, I'm getting rid of this stuff. And so we equate that to a disease, and it's not. It's a natural phenomenon, the body trying to save you from your own acidic lifestyle and dietary habits. Allow it to happen. Support it with extra hydration, with alkaline water. Support it with lymphatic massage. Support it with infrared sauna, and sweat it out. Because that sweat, that's why people have body odor, is coming from the largest pool of water called the interstitium organ. The largest organ of the body is not the skin, it's the interstitium, and the fluids, which are interstitial, pushing that waste out through the pores of the skin. And you can test it. It should be 7.2 or greater. But initially, there's going to be no color, or it's going to be a yellow color rather than a green or a blue or a purple, which ideally, you know, that's what it should be. But these are so simple things that they don't have to cost a lot of money. And you can do these and exchange dollars for, let's say, some of the things you're doing over here, put them over here and make better choices. Because what you're experiencing now, if you're experiencing extraordinary health, that is a consequence of your choice. There's not multiplicity of healths. There's just one health. Just as there's not a multiplicity of diseases, even though the medical profession would love you to believe that, there's only one disease. There's only one health. There's not a multiplicity. This is monotheism. It's monomorph in the concept. But when you're looking at one health, one disease, and one treatment, these are things that you can incorporate when we understand that the one health is by maintaining the alkaline design of the internal fluids of the body. It's an environmental address. And when we understand that the sickness, the one sickness, is the over-acidification of the interstitial fluids due to an inverted way of living, eating, thinking, breathing, feeling, and believing, and that we have complete control over this, that we don't need to be subservient and fear the germ because the germ is nothing. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. It exists. But all it is an animal, plant, or human biological that contains RNA, but who cares? It's not disease causing. It's the waste, and it's surely not able to reproduce itself. So once you understand this, the science of health and life, and you understand the terrain theory, and there's basically two theories. There's two hypotheses. One, that imperfect health, that's pH, perfect health, imperfect health, the body is alkaline in its design. The other part of that hypothesis is that all sickness and disease is an expression of a buildup of acidic waste that has not been properly eliminated, period.
That makes it very easy to understand, and as a physician, to think about treatment. If you can right that ship, then you can save and help a lot of people, can't you?
You know, I've been blessed, and I'm grateful that I'm able not only to help myself and my family and the people that I love, but I'm able to help my patients because I care about people. Because who would I be if I didn't share this, regardless of the risk of doing so? You have to, when you've been given something like this, I am compelled to share it.
You're a blessing. And I'm so happy I was able to have you on the show today. I'd love to have you come back. Again, how can people reach you and also purchase your book? And I know you also do consultations.
Okay, well, you go to drrobertyoung.com if you want to learn more about the science, read more of my scientific papers, read my publication why Dr. Galina McGalco and I announced the cure for cancer, a universal cure for cancer, in London at the International Conference on Oncology there in London. I mean, how many people were listening? Nobody wants a cure for cancer that's currently in the system, because it involves too much money. But you can learn about it, and it's free. It shouldn't cost any money. So you can go there, you can read about it. If you want to get the books, there too, you can also set up a consultation. If you want to specifically deal with your issues, which are, of course, very explainable, you can understand it. Once you understand the science and the basis of it, you can learn why certain things are happening to you. Even those patients out there that are saying, hey, I've been to all these doctors, they can't figure out what's going on. Well, that's because no one's testing the interstitial fluids of the interstitium. When I say no one, I mean that generally. I mean, I'm sure there's others doing it. I just don't know who they are. But when you're testing the biochemistry, you can then compare it. That's 80% of the information. You can compare it to the other 20%, which is the blood Because I know you go in to get blood tests and you order blood tests. That's only 20% of the information, which is then you're basing all of your diagnostics on 20% of the information when you're missing 80% of the story. That's like going into a movie and saying, oh, okay, I saw 20% of it. That's good. I got it. See ya. And you walk out and you don't see the rest of the movie. You're missing 80% of the information. So the bottom line, you can set up a consultation there at drrobertyoung.com. And then if you want to order the book, go to phmiracleproducts.com. And you'll see, you know, I have several books. Probably I've listed maybe, they've listed maybe 15 or 20 of my books. But I have written over 70 books. And a lot of them, and I'm coming out with a new book soon in conjunction with Dr. Galina Migalko. It's on the interstitium, the interstitial fluids and life. So that should be coming out next year. But if you want to learn more about the testing, if you want to learn about non-invasive medical diagnostics, you can go to universalmedicalimaging.com. Universalmedicalimaging.com. And you can learn more about non-invasive. That means without radiation, without chemical dyes. You can learn more about it there. So you can get the books, you can learn about things, and you can decide for yourself. Do your research. Look at this thing for what it is. But it's all good news, and more people need to know about it. So I'm very grateful to Dr. George for allowing me to speak and share my voice.
Well, Dr. Young, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to having you back, and especially when your book comes out, that'd be a great time to catch up with you. And I want to thank everybody for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.